Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Back with you on a Thursday morning. It is opening day 2024 across Major League Baseball. Unfortunately for the Braves, they got to wait one more day. Braves and Phillies rained out today in Philadelphia. Kevin and Chris here with you on Pregame Daily. And Chris, I guess ultimately we knew that this was a possibility all week, that rain was in the forecast. Good news is it just pushes things back a day. It gives Spencer an extra day. But like I said on the morning show today, it doesn't affect what you're doing on the mound the rest of the weekend with that built-in day off. So this does not affect your pitching plans other than the fact that Spencer gets one more day to get ready for these Phillies.
Yeah, now look, there's a chance somebody's going to, you know, let us know at 3:05. The sun might have been out in Philadelphia. What the hell were we doing here? And we that recency will tell you that that could happen. I like it at least in terms of the get up, get down that could have happened. Get to the ballpark, sit around. Look, I don't know how many guys bring their families for opening day. I'm assuming if you've done this enough, especially the guys with kids, I don't think wives and kids are trekking up to Philadelphia to go see opening day. But a guy like Forrest Wall, I'd imagine his wife, his brother, maybe, I don't know what his family situation is, maybe his parents. There are some people. They now know that it's going to be tomorrow. Everybody sort of does what they want to do today. I'm not telling you that there's going to be a big group of Braves players that go out to the Ben Franklin Museum today or go visit the Rocky statue, but they do have the day. And it also means because they did it early enough last night, if the guys wanted to go get dinner or do whatever it is they wanted to do, they had an opportunity to do it. I just like it better than the stop start that could have happened. Put the brakes on it completely, park the car, and we'll start it up again tomorrow.
Yeah, the weather does look a lot better the rest of the weekend in Philly. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be sunny. So that's the good news. And I think, you know, we always talk about the fans and you know, making sure that they're, you know, catered to as well, especially on opening day. The last thing you want to do is have 45,000 come down to the ballpark. You're writing rain checks. Hey, come back tomorrow. Well, I can't come back tomorrow. It creates a headache on the business side of things. So this not only accommodates the players, but the fans. And I think that's a big part of this, too.
Yeah, a decision was made. Was it made early? Yeah, relatively speaking, I don't even remember how many times a game gets banged 24 hours in advance. I don't think it's a big thing. Do you think if this was a Tuesday in June, it would have happened? I don't. I think they would have held out. I do think opening day played into this.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'd be definitely sitting around doing a rain delay show if this was just a regular series in June. So they spared us of that, at least to start the year, which was very
nice.
Yes,
they did. Everybody, including us now, knows what our day is, as opposed to what could our day become or what will it turn into. So all good in that department. There's going to be a lot of baseball if you want to watch it. NCAA basketball comes back tonight, and I know there's some crossover, certainly, with baseball fans. I think one of the other things is, Friday, are you a little surprised game start time, they didn't make it a night game, or do you think they realize, why let the sun go down? Why let it get even colder?
Yeah, no, I think especially in the Northeast markets, when you have an opening day, I think they make a big deal out of it. It's still a 3 o'clock game. I think they like that, you know, the lead up to it, you know, and so I'm not surprised they kept it alone. And heck, it's now day games, all three games in Philadelphia. Yeah. They'll play 4 o'clock Saturday, 1:30 Sunday. Then we have two out of three games in Chicago are day games. So we still have the schedule, Chris, of coming out of the gate where, you know, they're on that spring training schedule. You know, we talk about you go from playing all the day games down there to the night games. That's not really going to be a factor for the Braves, at least for the first
week. It's funny too, because listen, I don't believe everybody who tells me, I don't even know what city we're going to be in next. I mean, I think that's sort of become a mantra. I'm just worried about today's game. You know, nobody wants to look ahead. I can tell you when I was down in Northport last week, I had five different guys tell me, you see how many day games we got to start the season? So they knew that part of it. And part of it is routine, no doubt about it. That spring training to nighttime games, to trying to get to bed and not waking up early. 6-7 weeks, you can get your clock moved a little bit. Like if you're used to getting up to get to the ballpark early during spring training, even by the way, for 1 o'clock games, you're in the building early. I do think you can establish a routine at that point. You got to break it. You know, you got to break it pretty quickly. It is interesting that the Braves do have this many day games, and hopefully it's a little bit more of an ease into what the season is with more night games than anything else.
I know spring training, they like to get their work in. They like to get out of it.
Get out.
Aren't you a little bit surprised that they don't play at least a few more night games towards the end?
Yes. I've asked. I asked everybody. I asked Joe Torre when he was still managing. I asked Tony La Russa when he was still managing. I was like, doesn't this sort of screw up body clocks? Aren't you guys a little bit afraid of that? They say, again, you can break it. But there are some guys like, you know, I know you had Chipper on here locally on Wednesday talking about a whole bunch of things, including opening day in this team. But he was a guy who didn't get to bed very easily after a game. And there are guys who are up. That's the difference. I think if you don't get your sleep in, and if you're not a guy who can sleep at 11 o'clock, if you want to try to grab a couple of extra hours, it becomes a little bit more problematic. The good news is, look, at the end of the day, nobody really complains about it. It doesn't take away from our enjoyment as fans. It's just they schedule them in whenever they can. This opening weekend, I like the idea that we're not necessarily going to have to worry about a 10 or 12 degree drop at night where I have to worry about – I worry about pitching more than anything else. Look, do I worry about guys getting their hands sawed off? Yes. I got some power pitchers who might actually want to jam a guy. I just don't want my pitcher to be throwing in 10 or 12 degrees colder if you don't have to, if you can play a day game.
It's funny. I talked to Ben Ingram on Tuesday, and he said, like, air travel is amazing. We left Florida. It was like 80 degrees. We get to Philly. Yeah. It's like 40. And we're only on the plane for like 2 hours to get up there. So, it is quite a difference. There's no doubt about it, going from what they were used to what they're going to deal with here this weekend. So we have to wait one more day. But I think we're all in agreement that's probably the right thing to do. Now, again, like you said, it could be 70 and sunny. I don't think it will be. I know it'll be nice here in Atlanta. I was joking with some of the guys at the office yesterday. I said, boy, it would have been nice if we were having these games at home.
Sure.
With how nice the weekend weather is going to be here in Atlanta. But hey, they've got their jackets. They've got their long sleeve cold weather gear. I think everybody will be ready to go tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. I don't know when they broke them out, but in boxes on the plane, when all the hoodies and everything else that you're going to need for Philadelphia and Chicago. So they have them. It's not like guys are going to be shivering. It's just the way that, I don't know if it's analytics, logarithms. I don't know what happens and why the schedules are made the way that they are. But at the end of the day, this is the lot you got. You're at least eliminating six road games a little bit earlier on, if that matters to you. And in all honesty, guys are going to be so pumped and excited. I do want to say, too, that Jackson Stevens, that Jesse Chavez, well, he's available. We're going to go get him. That one hurt a guy who I'm sure he and his family had planned to be part of opening day with the Atlanta Braves. That's not happening. Forrest Wall, though, I mentioned him. That is kind of nice because he's never had an opening day in the major leagues, and I'd imagine that's family time. I don't know if anybody else sort of in that position. There really isn't anybody else on this roster that would be in that position, are they?
Yeah, not that I can think of. You got me kind of jogging my memory off the top of my head, but no, I don't think there's anybody else that's really in a spot like that. At least with this group, there may be somebody I'm missing, but no, not off the top.
I don't think so. I think Wall is probably the only guy who's never really had an opening day, get introduced, stand on the line, bunting. In Philadelphia, nobody knows him, so they're not really going to boo him. He gets to hear the booing for everybody else. I said yesterday, can you imagine the booing that Brian Snicker is going to get after some of the stuff he said about Philadelphia and his family and not taking him up there anymore?
Uh-huh.
Brian Snicker's, he's going to get booed louder than anybody.
Yeah. I think
I know those people. You know those people. This is they've been waiting. That's the only thing that they're probably pissed off about is they have to wait one more day to boo these people.
I think him and Orlando Arcia might hear it the loudest.
I think Snit's going to get it even bigger. I do. I think Snit's going to get it even bigger.
I think you're right.
And listen, I said it. I hope he sarcastically steps forward, takes his cap off and waves it. And thank you. Thank you. Good to see you. And we'll see what happens. You and I will get together tomorrow for the real beginning of baseball season. Now that we do know it is going to start tomorrow, we'll have a couple of games to talk about. We'll have a couple of guys who are familiar to Braves fans who are making starts and certainly new faces in different places. That's going to go on because there are going to be enough baseball games. It looks like it'll be 13 today. The Mets game was canceled as well. So 13 games, it looks like, as of right now. We'll have an opportunity to get in, and you and I will have a chance to recap a little bit of that and look forward to opening day.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait. And if you're a baseball fan like we are, you get a chance to kind of just sit back and get that remote out and start clicking through and watch a bunch of other games. Scout the competition, if that's your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, do want to thank the fine folks, Beaver Toyota, Beaver Direct, for bringing us our podcast again this season. Beaver Direct is the easiest way to shop for your next Toyota car, truck, or SUV. They've got all makes and models, new or certified pre-owned. Want to thank Beaver for being part of it, as well as Lincoln Capital Advisors. Chris, we've talked about them so much and the job that Blake and Jim and his entire crew do over there, buying, refinancing, whatever it might be. Like you said, there's a lot of numbers. There's a lot of paperwork. Believe me, I signed a million pieces of paper on Friday, so that can be overwhelming. But if you're looking to do that or just get more information about how you can get those guys involved with your next project, I highly want to recommend the fine folks at Lincoln Capital Advisors.
Yeah, and one of the things that you do want to know, as we said, as the year goes along, it might not be a right now thing, but as you look at interest rates, and interest rates are certainly going to move up and down in 2024, if there's a moment where you think, hey, do I really want to make that move now with whether it's an investment or making a move, putting a house up for sale, these guys absolutely can give you that information. Look, they're not telling you they can predict the future, but they can tell you what's best for you. And not everybody's situation is the same. If you have some discretionary income and you might want to invest, they can give you the opportunities to talk about just that. So if you want to give them a call, 678-527-1150, Lincoln Capital Advisors, the ones that you're going to look to as you have those questions and need answers.
Absolutely right. So again, we'll have a night off tonight, back at it. Hopefully, we'll be good tomorrow. We'll have the Ford Leadoff Show, 1:50 Eastern, 3:05 opening day, Braves and Phillies from Philadelphia, 3:00 Eastern on the Braves Radio Network. And we'll get together and talk about opening day for the Braves coming up tomorrow morning here on the Braves Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.